coming here, I was blushing so much, I closed my finger on a taxi door.
Wow.
I hope I didn't go any. I didn't think of it, but sometimes it could be broken.
Yeah, that's true. But there's not. They don't. For the at the very tips of the fingers, they don't do anything. It might be broken, but there's nothing to do. Unless it breaks more of the finger, but at the very tip, there's nothing to do. It'll eventually heal, but I mean, if it keeps hurting after a while, it might be worthwhile to get an X-ray, but.
Anyway, last week we spoke about, of course, the Yetzer Mitzrayim, and they'll continue, he says. But the main focus was on the realizing that the Tzvirsa Oyna, besides making a bracha every night and saying Hayom Shosh Esrei Yoy, Shem Shvu Echad, there's avoidance that we have, you know, on this Tzvirsa Oyna. I just so pushed it, I stopped reading, and
it's gonna hurt.
What?
It's gonna hurt.
Fingers. It's so holy. It's so holy. It's such a gift from Hashem. Fingers.
They say that's one of the most important elements that separate us from monkeys, is the thumb is against the fingers. Monkeys can't do that, and that allows us to hold things and manipulate. It's a big thing.
Anyway, I think it's a very big accomplishment that just the realization that the Omer has old, elements of avoided to it. And I think that in our Chabura here, I think the Olim agreed with me that wasn't not fetching, you know, looking for, you know, that the things that we discussed, the five issues of Avoda, I think after hearing and talking about it, I think the Olim is in agreement with me that it really is basic elements of Avoda for the Tzvirsa Oymer. You know, I don't like to show off, you know, diver, but I think that's probably a very large percentage of people, and I'm talking about high-level people in Israel, who are walking around, you know, without realizing that we're living through a period now of this world, and that it's incumbent upon us as fulfilling the avodas hayayim, you know, connecting with these five issues. Just want to go through them quickly. This week, it was nishchadesh to me a sixth issue. First, this year we started off with four. I thought that's the limit. And then in one of our groups, somebody brought to my attention that last year we had five. He reminded me. And then last week, I myself thought of a sixth inyan. I think a basic, really basic issue that is the avoidance of the Tzvirsa Oymer. You can live through the Tzvirsa Oymer, you know, and happy suppers, and just count the nights, and not be cognizant of these basic issues of what the sphere really is. So number one, we said that it's a time that we stand back and we take note of the blessing of wheat, of grains, right? The wheat grains, barley, oats. But the main thing is that it's such a matana from Hashem, the wheat. You know, we live on it every day. You know, we thrive on it. It gives us strength, right? It's a, you know, it's like in English you call it the staff of life, right? And we're always using it and living on it, and we don't realize how great the bracha is. So the Sefirat HaOmer, it's 49 days that we're supposed to, you know, think about, you know, this gift we call the Omer. The Omer is on the amount of that we collected, you know. The Omer is an amount, right? And we'll go out to the field, it's a whole ceremony that you cut, and it's such a, you know, you do it three times. You know, you have a sickle, yes, I have a sickle. You have a sickle, you have a sickle. You're going to cut now, you're going to cut now. You know, and it's a whole ceremony they do there, just the cutting, and they set aside a whole field for the growing of the grains that they're going to need for the ceremony. It's a whole business, you know, and but it's not a paraduma, it's not a choik. There's logic and there's the seichel here, and the logic of the seichel is, you know, thanking Hashem for this basic matana that gives us. So that's number one. We also added last week something very important, that it's not only for the growth of the grain, but it's the fact that the process of the 11 steps that you have to go through to produce the bread, that's just as much as the gift as the actual growing, because the Chibi Yisera that Hashem taught us, that you have to do those things, the sequence and how to do it, that itself is a gift from Hashem, right? You didn't know how to do it, so what you would do with the seeds is eat it Friday night, you know, salt them and chew on them like sunflower seeds instead of making, you know, bagels out of it. So that's number one. Number two, we spoke about that it's a period of self-perfection. I think Rabbi Haber, you wrote a sefer on Sefirat HaOmer. That sefer is based, the whole sefer is based on this number two. In case you think it's exaggerated, so, you know, it's a sefer on self-improvement based on the words of the Zohar that points out that the Yemei Sefira is time for self-improvement. So they came out of Mitzrayim, this is what they did, you know, and Kol Dor V'Dor, we have a continuation of this time period that it's the Sugal, and you have special Siyata Shemaya V'Hatzlocha in self-improvement. So that's number two. Number three, like we said, it's the time of the Abelis for the Petira of Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva. And Chazal tell us it was due to what? It was due to the fact that they didn't give covet and sufficient respect to one another. So it's a time that we should have a sensitivity working on covet, you know, to our fellow man, right? That's number three. Number four, and that had nothing to do with the wheat or anything else, just Hashkacha Prati has happened to come out, you know, on this time. Number four, it's time for Ashrenu Matav Chalkenu, that we think about the Chashivas of Torah. In other words, Sefirat HaOmer is a time that we look for it every day, another day closer to Matan Torah. Right? And then you have to think, why am I looking forward to Matan Torah? You know, what's the benefit from it? What do I get from Torah? And it's the time that you evaluate, you know, the greatness of Torah, right? And then, somebody say, and then, of course, you know, some people take the, you know, there are 48 ways, the 48 kinyanim of Torah. So some people, you know, coordinate the 49 days of the Spirit together with the 48 Torah Negev, the Memchet Devarim. Okay, that's number four. And number five, Rabbi Zayi, is that Hashem gives us a program of evaluating time, appreciating time, right? In other words, he gave us a mitzvah to count. What are you counting? Time. Another day, another day, another day, another week, a week and a few days. So Hashem is giving us a special mitzvah that he wants you to be aware of time, right? So now, the new one that I added this week, Rabbi Sari, number six, is that all through the history, our history, I'm not talking about the tragedies of Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim, but that was, you know, a thousand years ago, 800 years ago, 600 years ago. So the generations are full of terrible tragedies. Something that happened to Kaisha, the Crusaders, right? You know, where Rashi lived, you know, mines and Frankfurt, and you know, in Poland, like in just a short amount of time in Poland, they wiped out Hashem Yirachem 700 communities. Yeah, communities, don't mean people. Each community is thousands of people with shuls and with yeshivas, and you know, 700 communities in Poland within like a very short amount of time. I'm just giving an example. You know that when Rosh Chodesh comes out, you know, during the Shabbos, during the Sefer Omer, when you bench Rosh Chodesh, I think Rosh Chodesh also say Avarachman. You look in the Luach. So people think because it's sad days, so maybe we say Avarachman. You know, usually don't say it then, but that's not right. It's more than that. The reason why we say Avarachman in those days, because it was, that's when they made the takonet, but that's the same in those days. It was Avarachman, you know, it was first one pasuk, another pasuk, and then they decided to make it a whole tefillah, and they put it, they constructed the tefillah, and they made an official tefillah. It was made originally for that time period, for those Shabbosim. It's not the chat that we also say it then. That was when, and then they started saying it, you know, the whole year round, you know, but it was constructed for those Shabbos because of the tragedies that happened on Yom Sphira, you know. And so I thought that another issue that we should relate to on the Sphira is that it was a time of terrible tragedies. You know, Hungary was wiped out even on the Holocaust. I think the whole Hungary was finished off, you know, on the Yemei Sphira. Like they did the final act of cleaning Hashem Yirachem of Hungary, of all the communities, was done on the Sphira Sa'imah. For some reason, so I think the Ugdala Maisha would be, let's say, every day to say, Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, some tefillah for the sake of Klal Yisrael. And we know that these days, like the Chazal says, better to be mispalo that you don't get sick than you're sick to ask for Purush Lema. So I think these days we should be mispalo every day for the sake of Klal Yisrael and try to see that we don't emulate the Goyim, you know. We get these punishments because we respect the Goyim too much and we emulate them, you know. So thought should be put in, maybe I talk too much like a Goy, or I act too much like a Goy, and we say. So that went out, but last week the bus just got he wasn't picking up passengers, you know, so I had to wait another whole half hour. Anyway, so the Maisa, we say, the Ugdala Maisa, first of all, every day, think about these six things, you know, preferably when you make the bracha, and also throughout the day sometime. And this week we're going to, last week we emphasized number two, no? So this week we should emphasize number three, a special sensitivity to cover the chaverim. Okay, that's the main thing for this week. Okay, what am I saying? Somebody in our chabur here that it would be sometime inconvenient. I have a son in Ma'oz, okay, he should not far from here. So maybe sometime it's not so far, but it's inconvenient to get there. So maybe sometime after the group, you can take it right over there. If it should be like maybe a 10-15 minute ride.
Try to work it out. See if I can work it out.
It'll be a very good chamber. You need to go to this line that's hours. And it's, I figure I'm here already. Just have to drop me off here. Okay, Rabbi Sayyid. Good enough. Welcome back. Welcome.